In the day's other news, in-person early voting kicked off in Georgia after a federal judge rejected a switch to hand-marked paper ballots as requested by election security groups. Activists had cited counting problems with new touchscreen voting machines. But there were long lines in Atlanta and elsewhere after systems used to check in voters stopped working. The same problem happened in the state's June primary. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a federal judge upheld an agreement to count absentee ballots received up to 7 days after Election Day. COVID-19 is forcing more countries to take drastic new steps. In England, lockdown rules announced today could involve reclosing pubs and bars in certain areas. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson outlined a tiered system to replace piecemeal restrictions.
This local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce. We will now simplify and standardize our local rules by introducing a three-tiered system of local COVID alert levels in England, set at medium, high, and very high.
Elsewhere, officials in France have put 9 cities, including Paris, under maximum alert due to outbreaks. And all 9 million people in the Chinese city of Qingdao will be tested in the next 5 days after a spate of cases at a hospital. Back in this country, remnants of Hurricane Delta blew out to sea today after soaking the mid-Atlantic. The storm made landfall in Louisiana Friday night and killed at least 2 people. It caused widespread flooding and power outages that left thousands of people still in the dark today. Facebook is now saying that it will ban any content that denies or distorts the Holocaust. Users will be redirected to credible information about the killing of 6 million Jews by the Nazis. A company official says the move follows a year of consultation with outside experts on anti-Semitic stereotypes. 2 Americans have won the Nobel Prize for Economics for improving auction theory, which has led to better allocation of scarce resources. Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson, both of Stanford University, are credited with inventing formats that they use to sell such things as old broadcast frequencies for new 5G networks.
And the question is, how do we get that stuff out of its old use and reorganized to put it into new uses? Those are really complicated transactions. And they were beyond the reach of traditional economic models. So we created new models to make that work.
Milgram's and Wilson's work also underlines sales of online advertising and auctions of pollution credits in some countries. On Wall Street today, tech stocks again led the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 250 points to close at 28,837. The NASDAQ rose 296 points, that's 2.5%, and the S&P 500 added 57. The Los Angeles Lakers are atop the professional basketball world again for the 17th time. They beat the Miami Heat last night in a finals that was played in the league's sequestered bubble at Walt Disney World in Florida. Fans in Los Angeles celebrated the end of a 10-year championship drought. LeBron James was the finals most valuable player. We'll look at his extraordinary career later in the program. And baseball has lost another one of its greats. Joe Morgan died on Sunday of a nerve condition. He played second base for Cincinnati Big Red Machine that won 2 World Series in the 1970s. He was also a 10-time All-Star and had a long career as a broadcaster. Joe Morgan was 77 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, indigenous peoples worldwide show their support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates discusses his former boss's turbulent presidency. How one competitive congressional race in Texas could be a sign of things to come, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.